Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Good evening, everyone. We want to give God thanks for bringing us back here this Saturday evening to continue in our series, The Sayings of Jesus. We are at the last of the series, ending part of Matthew chapter 7. We'll be finishing, and then next time we will go on to another teaching. But we are going to continue from where we left off last week. Before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your great love towards us. We thank you for your new mercies each day. We thank you that your compassion fail not. Thank you for the opportunity to be here, O God, to bring forth your word to your people. We pray in the name of Jesus that, O God, this word will be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. I pray, O God, almighty Lord, that we will hide your words in our hearts, that we will not sin against you. Father God, we just thank you that you have given us power, O God, to live this Christian life. And as we purpose in our hearts to practice your word, we pray that, O God, the new life will be evident in our daily walk. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. So we continue from where we left off last week. Last week we left off at Matthew 7:15. Where Jesus was saying, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Jesus was warning his disciples to beware of deceivers, of false prophets who disguise themselves as children of light, but are the agents of the devil. Verse 16 tells us, you shall know them. So Jesus was saying, these false people, you shall know them. These false prophets, you shall know them by their fruits. So do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Jesus was saying that their character will display who they are. Grapes do not have thorns, nor figs thistles. So if a good person, you start to corrupt ways in a good person, then that person is not good. You thought the person was good. You are being deceived. So Jesus is saying to us today, we shall know them by their fruits, their character. What character traits are they displaying? Are they Christ-like? Are they showing love? Are they joyful? Do they have peace? Are they able to endure anything? Are they meek? Are they gentle? Do they have self-control? Jesus is saying, by their fruits, by their character, by the qualities they display, we will know who they are. Verse 17 of Matthew 7. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruits. Good tree will bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:22-23. Corrupt tree will bring forth the works of the flesh, according to Galatians 5:19-21. So people of God, we will know them by their fruits. We should be able to discern and to know and understand that is not everyone that is called by the name of Jesus is truly of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. So let us look on the good tree, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23 said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So all of these qualities are produced by the Holy Spirit. When the individual is yielded to the Holy Spirit, all these qualities will be displayed in their lives. But the corrupt tree, we're going to look on the what the corrupt tree brings forth. The corrupt tree is the works of the flesh. And Galatians 5 verse 19 through 21 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." So we see what the two trees that Jesus was talking about, what they bring forth. The good tree bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. The corrupt tree bring forth the work of the flesh. Verse 18 of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 18. He said, "A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. A good person cannot display evil character, people of God. Neither can an evil person bring forth good character. Every tree," verse 19 of Matthew chapter 7, "every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Everyone that is not producing Christian character will be cut down and cast into the fire." People of God, we have to be willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. We have to come to that place where we come to the end of ourselves and make up in our mind that we are going to live like Christ said that we are to live. We want to be image bearers of Christ. We want to show him to the world. We don't want to be cut down and cast into the fire. We want to live that Christian life holy and honorable unto God. Verse 20 said, "Wherefore by their fruit ye shall know them." By the character of an individual, we shall know whether they are of Christ or not. It's not hard to discern that, people of God. We have to be able to discern and to know by their character who is really of Christ. Verse 21 of Matthew 7 said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." People of God, not everyone that saith, calling Jesus Lord, saying, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Jesus was saying that not everyone who is calling on his name shall enter into the realm or the kingdom of heaven, but the one who performs the will of his Father in heaven. The question might be asked, what is the will of the Father? And one is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. To love our neighbors as ourselves. That's number one. To love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, our minds, and our strength. To love our neighbors as ourselves. Number two, to carry out the Great Commission. And the Great Commission is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, according to Matthew 28:18-20. And number three is to remain faithful to God. We want to be faithful followers of God. We want not just to be giving lip service, but heart service to Him. Verse 22. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name has cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Verse 23 said, and then will I profess unto them, I never know you. Depart from me. Sorry. Ye that work iniquity. The Lord is saying, many will say to him on that day when he returns, have we not prophesied in thy name? Sorry. And in thy name has cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. There's a lot of works that are being done in the name of Jesus. But Jesus said in verse 23, then will I profess unto them, I never know you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Jesus is saying that I was not in any relationship. You were not in a relationship with me. I don't know you. And that no is coming from the word, which means we were not in any intimate relationship. You were just using my name. But I never know you. People of God, this is something for us to stop and to really examine ourselves. Are we going out there doing a lot of works in the name of Jesus? And we are out of fellowship with Him? We don't want to be working and out of fellowship with Him. We want to be truly in fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to, when we speak His name, we have that joy in our hearts because we know that we are in right relationship with Him. We don't want to hear the Lord said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. But your works were works of wickedness. You were working for yourself, not for Jesus, because you were not in a relationship with Him. He's calling us in a relationship with Him. He's calling us to that place of loving Him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. He's calling us to put Him first place and not to use His name just lightly, but to remember that He's calling us. He's a relational God. And He's calling us into that right relationship with Him. We don't want to hear, I never knew you. We don't want to hear, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. We don't want to hear those words coming from our Savior. We want to hear Him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. People of God, we want to serve from a heart of love for Jesus, not just out of duty, but out of love for Him. We want to love Him like He said we ought to love Him, with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our minds. We want to give Him our all. We want to place Him at the highest place in our lives. We want to give Him heart service, people of God, not lip service. Our lips can say anything, but what is our heart saying? Many will say to Him on that day, He says, Lord, Lord. They will call Him Lord, but He hasn't been Lord of their lives. He hasn't been master over their lives. Many will say, Lord, Lord. Have we not prophesied in thy name? So they might be bringing forth a lot of prophecies. And in thy name has cast out devils. Even devils being cast out in the name of Jesus. And in thy name done many wonderful works. People of God, let it not be about just works. Works, works. But let it be about that right relationship that we have with our Savior. Jesus, his eyes are like fire. They are penetrating. He sees everything. He knows the hearts. He knows those that are inclined towards him. He knows those that love him. He knows those that are just pretending. So let us stop and examine ourselves and see if we are truly in the faith, if we are truly of Christ. Do we know him? Are we in an intimate relationship with him? We want to be in an intimate relationship with him, loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving one another like he loves us. His words tells us that he loves us sacrificially. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. He loves us unconditionally. He came down and he died for us. He gave up his life while we were in our sinful state. And he paid the penalty for our sins. He laid down his life for us, gave it up for us, so that we can have eternal life. Let us not hear on that day, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Let not our works become works of wickedness, but let our works be works that glorify the name of Jesus. Verse 24 of Matthew 7. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Jesus is saying, for this reason, to not hear, depart from me, I know you not. We have to not just be hearers of the word, but practice what Jesus says. So if we are just hearing what he says and not practicing it, we are going to hear, depart from me. Because we're not doing his word. We're not living his word. For this reason, to not hear, depart from me, I know you not. We have to not just be hearers of the word of God, but practice. Do what Jesus said, and we will become wise. He's calling us to wisdom. He said, those that do not have wisdom should ask of him, in James 1:5, ask of him, and he will give us liberally, without upbraiding. He will not be scolding and giving us, but his desire is for us to walk in wisdom. And he said, if we hear his word and practice it, he sees us as wise. Wise men. We want to become wise people of God. Because we become wise when our faith is resting upon Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Jesus Christ is that solid rock. He is unmovable. He is unshakable. He is indestructible. That's who Jesus is. So when we build our faith on him, we will be standing strong even in the midst of adversity. People of God, we do not want to hear, depart from me, but we want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, because we have been faithfully practicing his word. We have been faithfully walking in obedience to his will. People of God, let us take heed to what the Lord is saying to us during this season. We don't want to be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. The word of God tells us in James that we are deceiving ourselves if we are just hearers of the word and not doers of the word. Verse 25 of Matthew chapter 7. And the rain descended. So Jesus was saying that house that is built on the rock, the rain will descend. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Jesus was saying the storms of life will come. Each and every one of us, people of God, will go through some rough times in our lives. The storms of life will beat upon us at times. But if our faith is in Jesus Christ, we will remain strong. We will have his peace even in the midst of adverse situations. We will remain anchored in him. We will remain solid. We will not give up, people of God. We will remain hopeful when our faith is built on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Let us make sure we know where our faith is. In this world, in this time, we hear many people speaking about faith. I have faith. I have faith. But faith in whom? Make sure our faith is in Christ Jesus. Make sure that we are practicing his words, what he says to us. He's calling us not just to be hearers of his word, but to practice what he says. And these words from Matthew 5 through 7, these are the laws of Jesus' kingdom. Everything that he's saying to us through these three chapters, he's saying, practice. After he finishes that discourse, the Olivet Discourse, he said, now practice. Practice these words. Practice what I say. And I will liken you unto a wise man. We want to know that Jesus' sermon on the mount, as he spoke to the disciples then, it was not just for them, but it's also for us who are here during this time. We want to know that we are holding on firmly to the word of Jesus Christ, knowing that his words never fail. The grass will wither, the flower will fade, but his word stands forever. So we want our faith to be built upon Jesus, that when rough times come, when storms blow, when life is not going the way we would want it to go, our faith will remain strong in Jesus Christ our Lord. We will have his peace even in the midst of life's storms. John 16:33 said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So Jesus was saying, these things I spoken unto you, I'm making you aware of these things, that in me, when we are in a relationship with him, we will have peace. In me, we will have that shalom, that peace that the world cannot give. In the world, you will have tribulation. People of God, we are not of the world, but we are living in this world, but we are not of the world. But so in this world, we're going to have tribulation. Trying times going to come, a lot of testing, a lot of trouble is going to come upon us. But he said, be of good cheer. Take courage, take heart, people of God, because we serve a God who have overcome the world. He has overcome the world. The world cannot hurt us. The world cannot harm us because our God has overcome and we are more than overcomers through Christ Jesus our Lord. So let us stand fast in the faith. Let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let us remain focused on Christ Jesus. Let our faith remain strong in him, believing in his word, trusting him. Verse 26 of Matthew chapter 7. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. People of God, everyone that hear the word of Jesus and don't do it, we are just hearers only. The word of God tells us in James that we are deceiving ourselves. Just hearers only. Jesus said, if you hear these sayings of mine and don't do them, you shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. People of God, if we chose not to obey what Jesus said, then Jesus said he perceived us as being foolish because our faith is built on the things of this life, the things of this world, which is only temporary. Everything in this life is temporary, people of God. All the things that we are craving for and all the things that we are spending so much time on, it's temporary. And Jesus said that we shouldn't be building our faith on these things. Verse 27 said, and the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon that house and it fell and great was the fall of it. When trouble comes to the person whose life is built on earthly things, they will have a great fall because their life is built on temporal things and not eternal things. People of God, it behooves us to build our life on Jesus Christ. Hear his word and practice it. Verse 28 says, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. They were astonished at his teaching. This was no ordinary rabbi. Verse 29 and last of Matthew chapter 7 said, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. He taught them as one has with authority. He is the one. He is the word himself. He has all the authority. And he spoke as one with authority. And the people marveled at his teaching. People of God, let us ask the Holy Spirit to empower us so that we can go and teach and preach God's word with authority. And never forget that God has given us authority to live and to teach and to walk this road that he has given us. God bless you, and I trust that you have gleaned something valuable from God's words, and we pray and trust that we will apply these words unto wisdom. God bless you all. Have a wonderful time. Praise God. Blessings to you all. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.